Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
When Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like Sweet Tarts Twisted Rainbow Ropes, Gummies Fruity Splits, and Chewy Fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine. Visit SweetTartsCandy.com to shop now.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
It's time for another edition of the Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, USA!
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, it felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the night's main event.
Brett Allen.
Brett Allen from the Brett Allen Show, chatting with Malin Ackerman and Lorenzo Izzo. Thank you both so much for your time. This is very exciting for the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, well, I am a huge fan of both of you, and I will just cut to the chase here. Both of you are known for playing some amazing characters, some genre-bending characters. This film, The Aviary, Lee, I'm still confused, and I've watched the movie twice. Lorenzo, we'll start with you. Again, of course, you know, Knock Knock and all these other films that you've been a part of. How did you get involved, and what can people expect when they get a chance to watch?
I'm still confused too, just FYI. that was, I think, the biggest draw of the script as I was reading it. The nature of what these two women go through, you know, they are escaping a cult, but how are they really escaping if they can't escape the cult in their minds? So that whole dichotomy of they're free, but they're not actually free was just a delicious thing to explore. We were smack in the middle of COVID. I hadn't worked in a while, and we doing this. Malin was attached. I'm a huge fan of Malin, still am. We're obsessed with each other, kind of. I mean, and it was just an instant connection, and everything that I kind of imagined while I was reading it, when we were there, it just got better and better because we could really trust each other. It was a very challenging story to tell, but at the same time, it made it so much easier because we really connected and we really trusted each other. It was just kind of all us. There was nothing to fall on. We were in the desert, just, you know, saying the words and living the story of a beautiful script by Chris and Jen.
Yes. And it's interesting. I got a text from a couple other journalists today saying, hey, can you kind of help explain the ending to this? And I go, it's a great movie. Just enjoy it. Malin, we'll move to you. Of course, you know, you've had some amazing roles in your life as well. This is a fun film for you. How do you move on from, because the characters you play are so markedly different. I mean, they're just different. So like when you're going from one role to another, say this film, is there a process that you have to sort of shed that skin and to move into the new skin of such a diverse and unique character?
I think it really, truly just goes script to script and the different reasons of why. I'm not a method actress. And I mean, there have been a few scripts that have been real dark that maybe have taken a week or two to just shake off and come back to reality. This wasn't really one of them because in between takes, even we were having a lot of fun and we were just trying to figure it out. But as far as all the roles go, it's just fun to explore different characters. And I love when a script comes along that's really well written, or you have an actor or a director that you really want to work with and they're attached and you feel like this could be a really great experience, or hopefully a role that maybe you can try bringing something to, or that feels really challenging. And I love a good challenge. So it just is script dependent, to be honest with you. And
that's where it starts. Yeah.
I love it because, again, you both have just played such diverse characters, you know, going from like a comedy where it's just raucous the entire time to a movie like Knock Knock, which I recently rewatched because I had some time on my hands. Just so different. Like, it's just scary almost. But you both did great in this film. I think this is going to be a lot of fun for people to watch. And I think, you know, yeah, again, so many great projects out there, but it's always fun to watch your favorites kind of move from one genre to the next and keep people on their feet. Both of you, thank you so much for your time. Malin, Lorenza, it was a pleasure to chat with both of you. Such an honor.
And you. Thanks.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
A mega proportions.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.